Hey everyone, I hope all of you are doing great and making the best out of this time, because that's what we should be doing, and also all of you are also at your homes and safe. So in this episode, I mean, first of all, sorry for this break, a break of a week. So yeah, I'm sorry for that, but I'm back now and I'll continue with this. So in this episode, I'll be talking about Dubai, and Dubai is like the, I don't have a proper, you know, schedule to explain, or proper, I don't have 2 or 3 days, a tour, a visit to Dubai of two or three days to explain over here. It's like I can just keep on talking about this place for an hour, but I have to keep it short and, you know, precise. So yeah, let's get started. So to start with, Dubai is like the third home to me, because it's like we visit Dubai every 6 months at least, and it's like every time we go somewhere, Dubai is the place where we go first, because from there, like, we love to travel in Emirates, which is a flight company, which is like the world's, one of the world's like best flight companies. So yeah, so we visit whenever we go somewhere like foreign, or somewhere out of India, and maybe we go to the US or somewhere like that, we visit Dubai first and then we go there. So I visit Dubai every 6 months, but unfortunately I haven't been there in 6 months because of this pandemic. So now I would explain this place with like just so much love and care, and I don't have words to, you know, explain, because this place is like the perfect destination. Yeah, I would say destination, and it's like the perfect tourist spot, because many things, like, there are many things over there. So okay, so to start with, whenever we go there, we stay in this Royal Escort Hotel apartment, which is like an apartment. So it's like a hotel, but it's an apartment which has 2 bedrooms, also a kitchen and everything over there, and we stay over there. But unfortunately, due to some reasons, this apartment was shut down this year. So yeah, the next time we go there, we'll have to look for some other place. So this apartment was just great. Now when we come to the malls or the city centers over there, Dera City Center and Burjuman City Center, I mean, these are the best ones, because it's like everything, you have everything over there, international brands. Again, you have like technical stuff is also very cheap in Dubai compared to other countries, and you have everything over there. It's just amazing. Also, you have this Magic Planet, which is like the fun zone we have in India. So it's just amazing, because even if you are a 16 or 17 year old teenager, you will enjoy doing stuff over there, because it's just so interesting and attractive. I personally do. So again, shopping is done. Now we also have great food over there, every type of food chain. It's like just, there's a whole food court and it's just amazing. Also, now we come to the malls. I would call these malls like the high class malls, like the Emirates Mall and the Dubai Mall. These are just amazing. I mean, you will get international brands you wouldn't have heard of, because these brands are like, so I don't know, I may call like for the very high class people or something like that. Like, I mean, you're getting a purse for about 1 lakh over there. I mean, that's way too much. So it's like, yeah, I mean, not even 1 lakh, I'm talking less over here. It's like way more costlier. So these malls are also great, but like, according to me, for shopping, you'll get the best stuff over there in the city centers like Dera and Burjuman, because, you know, over here you won't get much variety. It's like exclusive class and stuff like that. So yeah, even in Dera City Center, Burjuman, there are international brands, but they have a lot of, you know, brands over there, and you get a lot of variety. So yeah, I would prefer that. But again, we have this, I'm sorry, I've been there too many times, but I can't recall which mall has the ski world or the snow world in Dubai. It's either of the two. It's either the Dubai Mall or the Emirates Mall. So yeah, this is like the best place again because you get many things over there. It's like a proper snow world. You have skiing, you have other activities, and it's so realistic. So yeah, this again is again just great. Okay, now I'll come to the infrastructure. The speeds cars reach in India are 30 to 40 km/h, but in Dubai it's like the car never, like, it's always above 60 km/h. The car never slows down because it's so well built and every rule is followed with so precision, and everything is so clear, and it's like people follow these rules. Like, there's no rule breaking over there, and if you do, it's like a heavy fine you have to pay. So this maintains the great infrastructural image of this place. Now in the end, I would say, again, I'm making this a bit short because if I keep talking, I'll go on for an hour and I just can't stop. So Atlantis is the, like, it's a hotel, resort, water park. It has everything in it, and once you visit this place, you will feel like going there again and again, because the water park itself is as huge as a city, you may call, because it's just beautiful, and the view from there, it's just amazing. Now let me talk about the activities. The activities are like, you know, skydiving's there, you have surfing and all that stuff over there. It's just amazing. Also, the Atlantis is like the resort, and it's just amazing. It would take you about 2 or 3 days to just explore that beautiful resort. And also the view of the sea from every place is just amazing. I mean, I just can't explain. Right now, imagining that view makes me wanna, you know, go there right now and just, you know, enjoy everything. Like, I just can't explain. I can't put it into words. So yeah, this is what Dubai looks like, and it's like the best place. It's like one of the best places I've ever been to. And I just want to say that Dubai, it's like, I just feel like going there again and again, but it's like I can't go because right now we are in the middle of a pandemic and we have to stay home, and that's it. Yeah, Dubai is like the best place. It's like the third home to me. It has everything you need, even what type of food you want. Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, any type of food you want, American, anything you want. Now brands you'll get from H&M to, even you have this Meena Bazaar over there, which is like the place where it's like the most famous place for jewelry. So that's just a beautiful, it gives you the perfect Indian vibe, because it's like an Indian market, and it's just filled with many Asian people, like Indians and Pakistanis mainly. So it's like the perfect place. Now when you come to shopping, you'll get everything, every brand, H&M, Gucci, and everything. I mean, I can't name them. It's like the best for shopping also. Again, now when you come to technological stuff, oh man, technological stuff, phones, laptops, everything so cheap over there, and it's just great. Yeah, that's it. And the infrastructure and the beauty and the, I don't know, I can't, you know, put it into words. It's just amazing. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. I know I'm a bit late because I took a break of a week. So I'm back, and I'll be posting regularly now, once in a week for sure. So thank you for listening, and stay safe and stay home.